All right, we are live. Hey, Divine Ones, y'all come on in. Come on in, come on in. Yes, baby. We are live. Y'all come on in, come on in. Check on in this thing. Come on in, come on in. All my divine ones, baby. Let me get Instagram right real quick. Make sure we good over here on Instagram. All right. We good. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Happy Monday. Come on in, come on in. Come on in, come on in, baby. Come on and start your week off with the divine ones. How y'all doing? Come on in, come on in. Glory be to God. Hey, Tracy Hudson. Yes. Hey, Coach Monique. Hey, Dr. J. Hey, Akilah. How you doing? Blessed in every area of my life. How you doing? Y'all come on in, come on in. Diamond, I see you. Bro AJ, I see you. Come on in. Melanie Rankin in this thing, baby. Come on, come on, come on in. Peach Tucker. Yes, baby. My divine one, Peach Tucker. It was a pleasure to meet you, baby. Come on in, come on in. Hey, Bellamy, I see you in this thing. Jennifer Thomas, welcome to the membership. Welcome to the membership over here on YouTube. Jennifer Thomas, come on in, come on in. Bree Styles, I see you. Come on in, baby. Glory be to God. Come on in. Yes, baby. Y'all come on in. As y'all come in, I want y'all to share this video today, baby. Make sure you share, 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 because you're going to want to share this one with the divine ones. Do you understand me? You're going to want to share this one with the divine ones, baby. Good evening. Good evening. How y'all doing? Come on in. Come on in. Slide on in this thing, baby, like Eddie Kane Jr. Hey, Shara. Shara, baby, it was an honor. It was a blessing. It was a privilege to meet you in Houston, Texas, baby, at the Divine One Seminar. You even more beautiful in person. I met a lot of my Divine Ones this past weekend at our seminar in Houston, Texas. And listen to me when I tell y'all, baby, that thing was fire. That thing was fire. Do you understand me? And I ain't gassing it up. I'm telling you like it is. I'm telling you just like it is. That thing was fire. That thing was lit, baby. Every single person that was in the room, our lives have been changed forever. Do you understand me? I heard the spirit of the Lord say that you will never be the same. And that's what I hear him speaking to each and every one of y'all, baby, as you come on this video today. Come on now. As you slide in this thing today, baby, I hear the Lord say that you shall never be the same from this day forward. Come on now, baby. That thing was on fire. And listen to me when I tell you, you might have missed the last one. Listen to me. You might have missed the last one, but you better make it your business. Do y'all hear me when I tell you, Shanika, thank you so much, baby. You better make it your business to slide in the next one, baby. Because when I tell you that transformation is in the room, transformation is in the room. And you got to get this thing live and in person. Some of y'all been watching these videos for years. You've been getting this word for years. You've been getting transformation for years. This is the season. Some of y'all, you want God to do something unusual for you. You want God to do something supernatural for you, but you want to keep walking around up there on the shore. Come on now. You want to keep tipping around on the shore, trying to stick a little toe in every now and then. But God say, baby, you got to launch out into the deep. You got to let down your net. Drop the net. Come on now. Somebody put that in the comments, baby, real quick. Say, drop the net. Drop the net. My divine one was laughing at me in Houston, baby, because I was so used to saying, put that thing in the comments. I was up there on stage saying, put that thing in the comments. I was on stage saying, put it in the comments, baby. I said, look, ain't no comment section in here. Y'all just gonna have to stand up and shout that thing. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, drop the net. Drop the net. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, drop the net, baby. Ooh. He said, I know you're scared. Come on now. He said, I know you're afraid, baby. Tamil said, yes, you did, Toya. You heard me when I said it, Tamil. I said, put it in the comments, baby. Put it in the comments. Drop the net. Glory be to God. I hear the Lord say, you got to stop tipping Ryan on the shore, waiting for God to throw you something up there on the shore, waiting for God to come over there in your comfort zone and move for you. God ain't coming in your comfort zone and doing nothing for you. You're going to have to drop the net. You're going to have to launch out into the deep. You're going to have to leave your comfort zone, and you're going to have to do something that you normally would not do. I had some divine ones in the room in Houston, Texas. When I met with them, talked to them one-on-one, they say, Toya, I would have never did nothing like this. Come on now. I would have never came somewhere like this. Many of them came by themselves. Many of them got in a car and drove for hours. Y'all better listen to me. Many of them got plane tickets and flew on planes. Some of them, it was their first time flying. Some of them, it was their first time flying alone. But let me tell y'all, baby, what the Lord spoke to me. Each and every one of you that was in that room, you better hear the prophetic word of the Lord today. Come on now. He said, because you stepped out for me, because you stepped out and moved out of your comfort zone, you did something that you wouldn't normally do. Come on now. I hear the Lord say, I'm sending you something you would have normally not got. You wouldn't have got this kind of blessing. Come on now. Had you not stepped out. You wouldn't have got this kind of breakthrough, baby. Had you not stepped out. Because I hear the Lord say that when you step out for me, I'm going to show out for you. Come on now. Somebody say, show out, Jesus. Speak it in the comments. Put it in the comments right now, baby. Speak it out of your mouth. Say, show out, Jesus. Come on now. Because that's what he finna do for you, baby. Because you are his chosen one. Because you are his anointed one. I hear him say, I'm finna show up and show out. God finna show up and show out for you, baby. Shaquilla Renee, welcome to the membership, baby. Come on in. Come on in. I hear the Lord say, I'm finna show out. And some folks gonna be saying, nah, how'd she get all that? Wait a minute. How'd she get all that? Miss Lita, thank you so much, baby. They gonna be saying, how'd she get all that? How he get all of this and that? Now, wait a minute. That ain't fair. How he get this? How he get that? How he making these kind of moves? Oh, and we had men in the building too, baby. Kingdom men was sliding in that thing, baby. Kingdom men standing up for the kingdom of God. Let me tell y'all something, baby. If you think it ain't no more good men left, okay. If you think God ain't doing nothing with the men, all that means is that you are in the wrong room. Come on now. You in the wrong environment, baby. You got to get amongst the spirit. You got to get where the spirit moving if you want to find some kingdom men. If you want to see some kingdom men, baby, you got to get in the room. You in the wrong room. Talking about God ain't got nobody. God got plenty of folk, baby. God is raising people up for his kingdom. Do you understand me? He raising up women and he raising up men. I know he doing it. I know he has the power to raise the dead, baby, because he rolls me up. Do you understand me? He rolls me up out of my sleep. He rolls me up out of my spiritual death, and he brought me back and gave me beauty for ashes. Come on now. So I hear the Lord say that I'm doing it for each and every one of you. Glory to God. Miss Sarah, thank you so much, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Welcome to the membership over here on TikTok, baby. We got us a TikTok membership too. So all my TikTok folks, to those of you that have kids, teenagers on TikTok, tell them to come over here and sow that seed, baby, and join the TikTok membership so they can catch these lies and put that thing in the comments. Glory be to God. Somebody put it in the comments right now, baby. Say God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. Serafina, welcome to the membership. God is doing a new thing. Put it in the comments, baby. These folk gonna be looking for you on that same old step, looking for you on that same old level. But you ought to let them know today, baby, that you will not find me there. You will not find me on that step that you left me on. Come on now. These folk gonna come back to an empty tomb, baby, just as it was with Jesus. I hear the Lord say, he is not here, for he has risen. You coming up out of that situation that you in. Do you understand me? I hear the Lord say that I will not leave you in the hands of your enemies. God told me to get on this video today and let his people know he is bringing justice to his chosen ones. Do you understand me, baby? I hear the Lord say that I have seen your tears and I have heard your cry. Y'all better share this thing today. Do you understand me? You better share it, baby, because you listen, everybody that this word is for, I pray that it finds you today. I don't care what kind of hell you caught up in. I don't care what kind of trauma, what kind of sickness you're dealing with. I speak life over this word today that it will find every single chosen one that God created it to find. God sending his message out today to the nations. Do you understand me? And I hear him saying, baby, that I will avenge you. Come on now. I hear him saying, vengeance is mine. I hear the Lord say, I will repay. I will repay. That's what I hear your daddy saying, baby. I hear him say, give me your burdens. Give me your troubles. Give me your issues. I hear him say, don't be going tit for tat. We giving up that tit for tat. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say no more tit for tat. Put it in the comments, baby. Say no more tit for tat. We ain't going tit for tat no more. Glory be to God. JJ, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. I appreciate that. Put it in the comments. Faith, welcome to the membership. Come on in. Come on in. That's it, Melanie Rankin. No more tit for tat. Glory be to God. Y'all put that thing in the comments. Put that thing in the comments, baby. And we just dropped our next seminar, too. So if you ain't catch that last one, baby, if you didn't catch the in-person seminar in Houston, Texas, I want you to meet me in Florida. Okay. I want you to meet me in Tallahassee, Florida, baby, on June the 7th. You got to spend your summer with the Divine Ones, baby. You got to slide on down here to Florida. Slide on down here to Florida, baby. If you over here on YouTube, I put the link down there in the description for y'all. Go ahead and get your seat now. Do you understand me? Go ahead and get that ticket now. That's it, baby. Put it in the comments. Say no more tit for tat. We ain't doing that no more. We ain't going tit for tat with the devil. Come on now. Shara, you better speak that thing. Come on now. Gwendolyn, you better speak that thing, baby. No more tit for tat. And let me tell y'all something about this seminar that we just dropped. I ain't playing neither. Little auntie ain't playing. When I tell you, don't you wait till the last minute. Don't you wait till the last minute and say, oh, well, it's going to be in June. And it's just March. So let me see. I got January, February, March, April. Got all of April. Got all of May. Oh, I got plenty of time. Let me tell y'all something, baby. I hear the Lord say, you better go ahead and get in that thing. You better go ahead. When he said, when it drop, you gotta drop it too. You gotta drop everything and say, let me go ahead and get my ticket. Let me go ahead and slide in this thing, baby. Cause I gotta get in the room with this anointing. I gotta get in the room with this transformation. Glory be to God. Don't be waiting to the last minute. Do you understand me? Because I hear the Lord say, baby, that what he's doing in this season for you, you're going to want to be in the presence for this. You're going to want to be in the physical room for this, baby. You're going to want to be able to lay hands on what God has for you. Lay hands on this anointing. Lay hands on this transformation that God has for you. And God got some kingdom family that's going to be meeting you in the room. Somebody put this in the comments. Say, come on in, come on in. Come on in, come on in, baby. I hear the Lord say, this is the season to get in the room. This is the season for you to slide on in that thing. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Some of my divine ones that's over here in my neck of the woods, you know, Florida, that when you look it up on the map, baby, Tallahassee, Florida. You ain't even going to have to travel that long. It's going to be right there. God put that thing right there for you to be able to get in the room, for you to be able to come on in, come on in. Now, what's your excuse? What's your excuse? Y'all better come on in. Come on in, baby. I want y'all to write this scripture down. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible, one of my favorite parables in the Bible. I want y'all to write this scripture down. Luke 18. Luke 18, 1 through 8. Luke 18. 1 through 8. Grab your journal, grab your blue ink pen, baby, because I want you to write that thing down. I want you to write that down, and I want you to go read that. I want you to go read that because the Lord going to begin to reveal some things to you, and I want you to go read it, and I want you to come back and watch this video. Come back and watch this live. Glory be to God. We went over this in our membership in LaToya O'Keele Academy, And God was speaking to me then. I knew, Hope, you on here. Hope read it out in class for us when we was on our membership session the other night. And as you was reading that scripture, Hope, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. Mm. And God told me, he said, you got to note that one right there, because you're going to have to come and do a message about that one. You're going to have to come and do a video about that one, baby. So I'm being obedient and I'm doing what the Lord told me to do. God say, baby, I need you to get on here and tell my people that I will avenge them. Come on now. He said, you ain't got to go tit for tat. He said, you ain't got to worry about what nobody said about you. You ain't got to worry about who talking about you. You ain't got to worry about who conspiring against you. I hear the Lord say, let them talk. Come on now, put it in the comments, baby. Say, let them talk. Let the chickens cluck. The chickens gonna cluck. That's what they do. But you an eagle, baby. Remember, you gotta fly high. You gotta fly high above the storm. You gotta fly high above the eagles, above the chickens. Y'all, excuse me. Glory be to God. Fly high above the chickens. Why they down there clucking? Why they down there talking? Come on now. Markel, thank you so much for your seed, baby. My divine one, Markel Clausa, was in the room, baby, in Houston, Texas. Come on now, Markel. She say, the seminar changed my life. Look at God. Look at God. Come on now. Somebody say, won't he do it? Ooh, won't he do it, baby? That's what the enemy is upset about. He's upset because lives are being changed, baby. He's upset because you getting your transformation. He's upset because you becoming the person that God has created you to be. And it ain't nothing now devil can do about it. Come on now. Because I hear the Lord say that this thing was ordained before the foundation of the world, baby, that you would succeed, that you would prosper. I hear him say, beloved, I wish above all things, come on now, that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. This is the season where you shall prosper. Mm. This is the season where the Lord shall bring justice to you and your family. Oh, he shall bring justice to you and your marriage, baby. He shall bring justice to you and this body. What you've been dealing with in this body? What sickness done came upon your body? Come on now. What spirit done tried to stop you from your destiny, from your legacy, from your inheritance? I hear the Lord say that the enemy got to move out of your way. Because you are my chosen one. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I am the chosen one. Put it in the comments. Miss Shan, to you, welcome to the membership, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Dr. Tam was in that thing too, baby. Dr. Tamika, come on in. Come on in, baby. Thank you so much for your seed, Tamika. And it was a blessing to meet you again, baby. Tamika slid in that thing for my Dallas event, and she came back to Houston, baby. She said, Toya, every time you touch down in Texas, I'm going to be in that thing. Come on now. That's my divine one, Tamika, right there, baby. Thank you so much for your seed. I appreciate that. Glory be to God. That's it. Y'all put it in the comments. Say, I am the chosen one. I am the chosen one. That is who you are. Mm. That is your identity. That is who you are in the spirit, baby. These folks looking at this physical body. They looking at this physical appearance. Come on now. Beck, thank you so much for your seed, baby. They looking at this physical appearance. But see, they don't know that it does not yet appear. Mm. What you shall be. Come on now. Y'all write that scripture down too, baby. 1 John 3:2. I hear the Lord say, it does not yet appear. What you shall be. See? Y'all ever heard him say, don't you judge a book by its cover? Ooh. Don't you judge a book by its cover, baby. Because God don't pick the chosen one based on how they look on the outside. I hear the Lord say, look not at his countenance. Come on now. Because I look at the heart. I ain't studying about what it looked like on the outside. Because God say, I know y'all know how to dress it up. That's what he told me. He said, you know how to dress that thing up. You know how to make it look like you ain't even going through what you're going through. So the Lord say, I ain't even looking at the outside. He said, I'm going straight to the heart. What that heart do? Put it in the comments, baby. Say, what that heart do? That's it. That's it. After y'all say, I am the chosen one, I want you to say, what that heart do? Because God looking for some folks that got it for real. God said, I'm sick and tired of all this shaking and faking. I'm sick and tired of all these folks saying one thing here, but they living something else outside of the camera. They living something else outside of their social media platform. Come on now. I hear the Lord say, what that heart do? What that heart do? when people experience you, when they feel you, when they come into your presence. Come on now. I hear the Lord say, can they feel my spirit? Oh, can they feel the transformation? Can they feel and can they sense that it is something different about this man? Come on now. It is something different about this woman. What their heart do? What their heart do? That's it, Niecy. What their heart do? Come on now. That's it, Alicia Marie. What their heart do? God say, look not at the countenance. God look past all the makeup. He look past that beat face. That face might be beat to, ooh, baby, just straight up beat. You might look good. You might look better than good. You looking your best. You got the best haircut. You got the best fade. Your beard on fleek, baby. That beard is flawless and shining. It ain't patched up. It's full. Come on now. But I hear the Lord say, baby, I'm looking past all of that. I don't care how good it look on the outside. What that heart do? What that heart do? Oh, come on now. Arise, Bellfire. Thank you so much, baby, for your seed. I appreciate that. What that heart do? Glory to God. These are the people that God is bringing justice to. God ain't bringing justice to just any old body. God only bringing justice to his chosen ones. He's only bringing justice to his people. He's only bringing justice to his children, the ones that serve him. Come on now. The ones that have made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior over their life, the ones that have submitted their lives to God. Have you surrendered or are you still running? Are you still trying to do things your way? Are you still trying to come up with your own solutions? Come on now. Or have you surrendered to God? Because he said, that's who I'm going to bring justice to, baby. That's who I'm going to come see about. Just like how the elderly people say, come see about me. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, Lord, come see about me. Ooh, I hear the Father say, I got some chosen ones that have been crying out to me. I got some chosen ones that have been in distress for a long time. I got some chosen vessels that have been in pain. The Lord say, I have heard your cry, baby, and I have seen your tears, and I am coming to bring you justice. I hear him say, who hurt you? Come on now. I hear him say, who disappointed you? Come on now. Draco, thank you so much for your seed, baby. I hear him say, who did it? Ooh, y'all remember them babies. Y'all, ooh, God, glory be to God. Y'all remember when I remember when my children was babies, when they were little bitty babies in Pampers, and they was just starting to walk and talk a little bit. And y'all know how we do that little baby talk with them, do that little baby talk with them. And they come crying. And y'all know when they little like that, with your kids, you don't never want to see them cry. You don't never want to see them be hurt. But especially when they little like that. And that little baby girl, that little baby boy, they come to you crying. They got a boo-boo. What's the first thing we say? Who did it? Tell mama who did it. Come on now. Tell daddy who did it. Who hurt that baby? That's how we used to talk to her. Who hurt that baby? Tell me who did it. And then they used to be talking in the little baby talk, trying to tell her what going on, and we get in mama mode, we get in mama bell mode, daddy bell. We be tell daddy who did it. Ooh, don't let that little baby girl come crying to her daddy, baby. Do y'all understand me? Daddy don't play about that little girl. He tell daddy who did it. Come on now, Phoenix. Thank you so much, baby. Tell daddy who did it. Come on, Peach Tucker. What the matter? We be killing that one, baby. What the matter? Tell me what the matter. Who did it? Who did? That's what I hear your daddy saying today, baby. When you cried out to him in your secret place, come on now. When you went into your prayer closet, when you went into your secret place and you cried to your daddy, you cried to your father, which is in heaven. I hear the heavenly father say, what the matter? I hear him say, what the matter? Come on now. I hear him say, tell daddy who did it. Ooh, because he said, I am bringing justice to my chosen ones, baby. I am bringing justice to my people. Let me read this story to y'all. One of my favorite stories, one of my favorite parables in the Bible. Luke 18. Luke 18. If y'all can pull it up, I want you to pull it up, baby. Pull it up. I hear the father say, what the matter? I hear the father say, tell your heavenly father who did it. Come on now. Who hurt you? Who lied to you? Come on now. Who betrayed you? Ooh, who rejected you? Who told you that you wasn't beautiful? Come on now. Who told you that you wasn't abundant? Who told you that you was broke? Who told you that you wasn't enough? I hear him say, tell me who did it. What the matter? Come on now. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, what the matter? Say it just like that. That's what we used to say to them babies. And baby, listen, if they could have talked, if they could have told us, because we ain't play about our baby, you don't play about your child. Do you hear me? You were ready to go tear that thing up about your baby. And I hear the Lord say that that's how I am about you, baby. He said, didn't you know that you are my beloved? Ooh, didn't you know that you are my chosen one, baby? I came to let y'all know that God loves you, baby. And he watches over everything that concerns you. It ain't one tear that fall from your eyes. Ooh, that God don't know about. Do y'all hear me today? It ain't one tear that fall from your eyes that God don't keep track of, that God don't keep record of, baby. I hear him say, what the matter? Tell me who did it. And I will bring justice to my chosen ones. Glory be to God. Luke 18 and 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them. Somebody put this in the comments. Say, God is showing me. Ooh, you got to open up your eyes in the spirit, baby, because God is showing you something. Y'all remember on the color purple when she say, God trying to tell you something. God trying to tell you something. He trying to tell you something. I hear God saying, baby, I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to show you something, but you got to open up your eyes in the spirit. Come on now. You got to open up your ears in the spirit, and you got to hear what the Lord is saying to you today. God is trying to tell you something. Come on now. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, God is showing me. He's showing me something. He's showing you something through this word. Luke 18 and 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray. And not give up. Come on now. I hear the Lord say, don't you never give up on what I have promised you. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, never give up. Never give up. Never give up on your dreams. I came to tell somebody today that dreams still come true. In the kingdom of God, dreams come true every day. Ooh, in the kingdom of God, baby, I hear him say that I will bring it to pass for you in the fullness of time. He said, all you got to do is self-develop. All you got to do is work on this body, work on this vessel, work on your mindset. Glory to God. Never give up. What did we say in the Eagle series? Eagles are what? Eagles are tenacious, which means eagles never give up. They don't never give up. Do you understand me? Each and every one of you that's under the sound of my voice, you are a leader, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I am a leader. Each and every one of you, baby, you a leader. God ain't sent me to speak to no followers. God ain't sent me to speak to no fans. I don't talk to fans. I don't talk to followers. Come on now. Like I was telling my divine ones when they got in the room in Houston, baby, each and every one of you, this is one leader talking to another one. Come on now. A lot of folks ain't going to tell you that. They the leader and then you the follower. You gotta follow everything they say. You got to follow. You got to look up to them. You got to look to them. You got to go, I came to give you the knowledge and give you the tools to lead yourself. Come on now. I came to give you the wisdom, give you the insight, give you the downloads for you to get up and put that thing into motion. And you going to dominate using your gifts the same way, in your own unique way. A good leader is going to give you the tools that you need to lead yourself. Okay. A good leader is not intimidated by you leading as well. Oh, a good leader is not intimidated by you shining your light, because we all were meant to shine. Glory to God. Come on now. That's it, baby. Iron sharpens iron. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, I am a leader. This is one leader talking to another one. How y'all doing, baby? Come on in. Come on in. Let's have a leader conversation. That's what we're doing right now. This is one leader talking to another one. I hear the Lord say, suit up. put on the whole armor of God, baby, because this is your season to lead. This is your season to rise up, baby, and become the leader that God has created you to be. I hear him say you done sat in the bike ground long enough. Ooh, you done sat back there in the cut long enough. You done watered yourself down long enough. Now it's the time for you to get up and lead. You're going to lead with the gifts that God placed on the inside of you, baby. It's time to get up and lead. Luke 18 and 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. If you ain't put it in the comments already, baby, say, I will not give up. The second verse says, he said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice. Somebody put that in the comments. Say, grant me justice. Grant me justice. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, grant me justice. Grant me justice. That's it. That's it. Put it in the comments, baby. That's what you've been saying to God. That's what you've been saying. I hear y'all crying out to God. I hear you in the spirit. Come on now. I hear you saying, Lord, have you forgotten me? I hear you saying, Lord, I thought you told me you was going to bring me out. I hear you saying, Lord, I thought you told me that you were going to heal this body. Come on now. I hear y'all saying, Lord, I thought you told me that you was going to get me out of this neighborhood. Come on now. I hear y'all saying, Lord, I thought you told me that you were going to get me off of this no good job, that you were going to get me off of this broke down job. Lord, I thought you told me that I was going to have a successful business. Lord, I thought you told me that you was going to restore my relationship with my children. I thought you told me that. Come on now. Grant me justice. That's what I hear y'all saying. Lord, I'm serving you. Lord, I'm faithful to your kingdom. Lord, I'm showing up and I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm serving in my purpose. Come on now. I'm serving in my church. I'm walking out the word of God. I have given my life to Jesus Christ. And every day I don't feel like I'm making it. Some days I don't feel like I'm making it, but I'm going to keep on going anyway. That's what I hear y'all saying. Some days you don't even feel like you saved. Come on now. Some days you don't even feel like you are anointed. Who am I talking to, baby? Some days you don't even feel like an eagle. Some days you don't even feel like getting up out that bed. I hear y'all in the spirit saying, grant me justice. Grant me justice. Lord, have you forgotten about me? Come on now. That's what I hear you saying. But your daddy is so good, baby. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments. Say, God is good. God is great. God is amazing, baby. Because your daddy is so good that he had me to come on here and tell you today, baby, that I have not forgotten about you. Ooh, you better hear the word of the Lord today, baby. He says, I have not forgotten you, baby. I have heard your cries and I have seen every one of your tears. I hear God say, I count them. I love you so much, baby. I know how many tears done fell from your eyes. Come on now. I know how many hairs are on your head. And I hear him say that I will contend with the ones that contend with you. What the matter? Tell me who did it. Ooh, tell daddy who did it, baby. Come on now. Tell mama who did it. That's what I hear God saying. Come on in. Come on in and tell me what the matter. In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice. This is y'all. Grant me justice against my adversary. Fourth verse says, we in Luke 18 and 4, to those of you that just came in. Hey, Miss Shirley, I see you on here, Miss Shirley, baby. That's one of our divine one spiritual mothers right there, baby. Come on now, Miss Shirley. Miss Shirley say, because my daddy is so good. He sure is, Miss Shirley. Baby, let me tell y'all, Miss Shirley was in Houston, Texas, and we tore that thing up. Glory be to God, baby. Your father is good, baby. He is an amazing God. And he is granting you justice. Do you understand me? Glory be to God. She said, grant me justice against my adversary. The fourth verse says, for some time He refused. How long has it been for you? How long has it been that you've been in that situation? For some time. Somebody put it in the comments, say for some time. It's been some time. For many of you, it's been some years. It looked like God ain't gonna come through for you, don't it? That's what it looking like. That's what it appears to be, that God ain't moving for you. That you've been dealing with this sickness for a long time. Come on now, you've been taking all kind of medication. You've been seeing all kind of doctors for some time. It's been some time since you've been on that job. It's been some time that you've been robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's been some time that you done had this bad relationship between you and your children for some time. Come on now. For some time. It's been some time, baby. Do y'all understand me? Y'all better come on in, come on in. That's it, Hope, for some time. You've been dealing with this for a long time. How long you been in your situation? How long you been crying out to God? And the enemy making you think, ain't nobody listening to you. You ain't gonna make it out of this. You might as well go sit down somewhere. You might as well just go on and take yourself up out of here. Come on now. Who am I talking to today, baby? You might as well go somewhere and sit down somewhere, because ain't nobody even listening to you. Don't nobody even love you. Ain't nobody even checking for you. You ain't even got nobody in your corner. Ain't nobody supporting you. Don't nobody want you. You ain't never going to get married again. Come on now. You ain't never going to meet nobody that's going to take care of you. You ain't never going to meet nobody that's going to love you, that's going to love your children. How long you been in this situation? For some time. Luke 18:4, for some time he refused. See, but you got to be just like this woman in this story. It said, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think about me, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice. Come on now. So that she won't eventually come and attack me. And I hear the Lord say, baby, that you got to wear them down. Got to wear them down. My divine ones, what I told y'all the other night on our session, got to keep coming. Got to keep coming. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, keep coming. You got to keep coming. You got to keep showing up. You got to keep getting down on your knees. Come on now. You got to keep getting on them knees so that was it so much. You got to keep on showing up. Keep on praying. Keep coming. You got to be just like this woman in this story. You got to be just like this widow. You got to be just like this widow. You got to keep on coming. No matter what come your way, no matter what show up, no matter what try to stop you, no matter what try to block you, baby, you got to keep on coming. That's it. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, keep coming. Keep coming. Glory to God. Y'all get y'all journal, y'all blue ink pen, baby. Write that down in your journal, too. Say, keep coming. Keep coming. That's what I'm doing right now. God say, woman, you got to keep coming. He said, you got to keep coming. Oh, he said, you got to keep coming on the videos. Okay. He said, you got to preach my word in season and out of season. You got to preach it when they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. Okay. He said, you got your business, baby. You got to work that thing in season and out of season. Okay. They ain't buying nothing. Okay. They ain't showing up. God said, so keep coming. Keep healing them. Keep showing up. Do you understand me? Eventually, baby, you're gonna be done put so much out there in the world. You're gonna be done flooded the internet with so much content. You're gonna be done showed up so many times. They gonna say, wait a minute now, who is this woman I keep seeing? Who is this man I keep seeing? Marvin, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. I hear him saying, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Somebody put that in the comments. Say, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now, who is you? Wait a minute now, who is you? Who is this? Wait a minute, who is this? I keep on seeing this lady. I keep on, and look, the more times you show up, more times you keep coming, more times you keep healing them, you know what started happening? You start drawing a crowd. You start drawing a crowd. people start flocking to what you're doing because they see your consistency. Oh, they see your dedication. They see how strongly you believe in your vision. They see how strongly you believe in what God showed you. And because of your faith, come on now, because the Bible says, according to your faith, be it unto you, baby. When I first started this thing right here, baby, I was all by myself. Do you hear me? But I heard the Lord say, keep coming. And I hear God say, even in the midst of this, you still ain't seen nothing yet. God said, you ain't even scraped the surface of what I have for you, baby. Y'all better hear what your daddy is speaking to you today. If God put a dream in your heart, if he gave you a vision, baby, you better keep coming. You better not give up. I came to speak to some folks that were just about to give up, some folks that were just about to throw in the towel. You better not give up right now, baby, because we just not getting to the good part. We getting to the part where the Lord is about to bring justice to his chosen ones, baby. All you got to do is hold on. Got to hold on. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments. They got to hold on. Ooh, you got to hold on, baby. Just like that song we were saying that say you got to reach up and you got to tie a new knot in Jesus. When the old knot start getting a little loose, you got to reach up and you got to tie a new knot, baby. Come on now. You got to tie a knot so tight. Y'all know how you get a rope and you tie a knot, or like you tying your shoestring, you tie them children's shoes and you act somewhere walking. You got to tie that knot so tight because you got to make sure them shoes don't come loose no more, because you don't want to keep bending down having to tie them shoes. I hear the Lord say, I want you to tie a knot so tight in me, baby, that I don't care what kind of wind come and blow in your life. I don't care what kind of storm beat upon your house. You will not let go. Glory to God. I hear him say, reach up. Tie a new knot in me. Reach up, baby. I hear God say, I'm renewing your strength. I am renewing your faith. All you got to do is hold on, baby. You're going to be just like that eagle. You're going to mount up with wings off of that mountaintop, baby. And I hear the Lord say that they're going to be saying, who is you? What we say, divine ones, who is you? Put it in the comments, baby. Who is you? Who is that just flew by him? Who is that just rolled by him, baby? Who is that just came through him? That's the divine one. Ooh, that's the chosen one, baby. Come on now. And I hear the Lord say that I am your heavenly father. And he said, I will bring justice to you. All you got to do is hold on. Come on now. Let's jump right on back into the story. For some time, he refused. You've been going through what you've been going through for some time. They've been refusing you your blessing. They've been refusing you your promotion. They've been refusing you your grant. They've been refusing you your assistance. Oh, they've been refusing you your check. That's how the enemy do. For some time, he refused. The enemy want to see. And you, okay, let me see. She say she love God. Let me see. He say he riding for Jesus. Let me see. God said, you got to be proven. Everybody that jump up and say, Lord, Lord, God said, hey, you, Jacob, you talking a good game out of your mouth, baby. He said, you're going to have to be proven. You got to be proven. You got to be proven. Life going to hit you, baby. Like they say, life be lifing. Life going to hit you. And when life start lifing, can you still hold on to Jesus? When life start lifing, baby, can you still pray and send up the praise and worship to God? When life start lifing, can you still live for Christ? Can you still walk this walk that God has called you to walk, baby, when life be lifing? Because the enemy gonna refuse you your stuff. He ain't just gonna hand your stuff over to you. You want to be happy, you're going to have to fight to be happy. Do you understand me? You want to be healed, you're going to have to fight to be healed, baby. Your healing is not passive. You don't sit there on the shore and think somebody just going to throw you a healing. You ain't going to just accidentally fall into a healing. You ain't finna just accidentally fall into a breakthrough. You're going to have to fight. That's it, Laura. You got to fight the good fight of faith, baby. Somebody put that in the comments. Say, I got to fight. I got to fight. Gotta be like that man on the five heartbeats, baby. He said, I gotta fight every night just to prove my love. Come on now. You got to fight every night. You got to fight every night, baby, just to prove your love. Do you understand me? The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent gotta take it by force. Got to snatch your stuff. What we said, baby, it's snatch bite season. Come on now. You got to snatch your stuff. Well, nobody never going to come and give me no miracle or give me no breakthrough or give me no chance. If I'd have kept sitting there waiting on somebody to call me, waiting on somebody to invite me, waiting on somebody to tell me to come on their podcast, waiting on somebody to tell me to come to their event, I would have never had no event. God said, get up and take it. Come on now. He said, get up and snatch your stuff. He said, you ain't got to wait for somebody to call you. He said, I done put enough in you for you to have your own stuff. And that's what he's speaking to you. Come on now. But you got to fight. You got to fight. The people that get stuff in this life, it's the people that were bold enough to reach out and take it. The people that was bold enough to reach out and go get it, baby. Put it in the comment and say, you got to go get it. You got to go get it. And you got to know that when I move, my daddy going to move too. Oh, when I move, my daddy going to send help, baby. Because listen to me when I tell y'all that I didn't have nothing that I needed in the beginning. But I had to show God that I was going to move with what I had. And when I started moving, God started moving. That's for somebody. Put it in the comments, baby. God ain't moving because you ain't moved. You still sitting there waiting for God to move something. I hear the Lord say, I'm going to move when you move. Just like that. Come on now. I'ma move when you move, baby. God say, when you move, we're gonna move together. When you believe, when you step out according to your faith, be it unto you. If you want something in this life, you're gonna have to go get it. You're gonna have to go get it. That's what this woman did in this story. That's what the widow did. She made up in her mind. She said, all right, I want justice, but ain't nobody going to come bring it to me. So what that mean? I got to get up and I got to go get it. Come on now. That mean that I got to get up and I got to snatch my stuff. I got to find out who got it. And then I got to wear them down till they give it to me. It's some land that the Lord has designated to be your land. Oh, you better hear me today. I'm talking about physical property. I'm talking about real estate, baby. I'm talking about buildings. I'm talking about facilities that the Lord has designated to be yours, for you to operate in your gifts, for you to draw souls to his kingdom. And it's some other folks that's living on this land. It's some other folks that's in these buildings. Come on now. But I hear the Lord say that I'm getting ready to send the transfer. The transfer is happening. It's happening right now. Do you understand me? This is why God put urgency in my spirit to come on and bring the knowledge. He put urgency in my spirit to come on and teach his people. Because he said, my people, he said, I'm doing the transfer. He said, but many of my people are not in position to where they can receive it. God ain't finna give you something just because you said you the chosen one. You got to be living like that. It got to be in your heart, and that's got to be who you are for real. And you can't be waiting till the stuff hit your hand, but you got to be living and thinking like that right now. While you in the hut, you got to be thinking like you in the palace. Do you understand me? While you in the hut, baby, you got to be cleaning that thing like you in the palace. You got to be moving with a spirit of honor. You got to be moving with a spirit of faith, saying to yourself, that my heavenly Father shall avenge me. Come on now. My heavenly Father shall bring justice to me and my husband. He shall bring justice to me and my wife. Ooh, he shall bring justice to me and my home. God ain't gonna leave you, baby. You better hear me when I tell you. Sharice, thank you so much for your seed. God ain't gonna leave you. God coming to get you. And I hear him say, when I come, he said, I want you to tell me who did it. Ooh, I want you to tell me what the matter, baby, because I'm going to avenge you. I'm coming with justice in my hand. Mm. Glory to God. What scripture we left off on? Fifth. We'll start back at the fourth. For some time he refused, Luke 18:4. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me. I'm trying to get to the end of the story, but Holy Spirit keeps speaking. That's how I was in Texas. I tried to get to the end of when it was in 1 Samuel 16. I tried to get to the end, but every time I go get the one verse, Holy Spirit will go to speaking, and he's speaking the same way right now, baby. I hear the Lord say, I'ma see to it. The fifth verse says, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice. I hear the Holy Spirit speaking, baby. Just like how I used to hear them old folks say when we were little. They said, my grandma them say, baby, I'ma see to that. Do you understand me? I'ma see to that. When somebody say, I'ma see to that, that means not only am I gonna say it, not only am I gonna do it, but I'ma go up there and make sure that it happened. I'ma get in my car and I'ma drive down there and I'ma make sure they did what they supposed to do. I'ma go up there to that schoolhouse and I'm that what they call the schoolhouse. I'ma go up there to that schoolhouse. And I'm going to go up there and talk to them principal and them teachers, and I'm going to see to that. When somebody say, I'm going to see to that, baby, oh, they standing on kingdom business. Do you understand me? They standing on business, baby. And that's what I hear God saying about you. God say, not only will I speak the word that you will be healed, come on now, but I hear him say that I'm going to send the angels. Woo! Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, God is sending the angel. Oh, you better not miss your angel. I hear him say, I will send the angels from heaven. God is dispatching angels on your behalf, baby, to see to it that you get your stuff. Y'all better get your thing today. God ain't playing. Do you understand me? We went to another level in Houston, Texas, baby, and I feel that thing. I hear the Lord say, I'ma see to it that you get your stuff. You ain't got to worry about that. Ooh, listen, baby, when you got a daddy fighting for you, when you got a mama on your side, come on now. Y'all know it ain't nothing like having that parent by your side, baby, because when everybody else leave you, mama still going to be there. Ooh, when everybody else leave you, daddy still going to be there. When you got a good parent, baby, they don't care what come. They don't care what go. They going to see to it that you get your stuff. That's how my Auntie Eve was. Come on now. That's how my Auntie Eve was, baby. She ain't play by me and my children. Do you understand me? If she had to pull up, she'll pull up. She say, I'll run my car through this house by my baby. Do you understand me? If she had to pull up, she'll pull up. I hear God say, I'm pulling up. He pulling up, baby. Do you hear me? Holy Spirit about to pull up by you. I hear him. Listen, baby, I see God in the spirit. He pulling up, baby. Who did it? Tell me who did it. Because God say, didn't I say, touch not my anointed. Ooh, and do my prophet no harm, baby. They better go on and go find them something else to do before they go putting their mouth on you, before they go to talking about you. Because see, they don't know who you serve. Because of who you serve, they ain't doing it to you. They doing it to God. And I hear your daddy say, I'm about to pull up. Ooh, he about to pull up, baby. And he coming with justice in his hand. I hear the Lord say, I ain't forgot about your child. I ain't forgot about that sickness. I ain't forgot about your marriage. Don't listen to the enemy, baby, trying to tell you that God done forgot about you, trying to tell you to shut up, trying to tell you to hush your mouth. God ain't studying what you talking about. I hear the Lord say, baby, that I'm listening and I have heard your cry and I have seen your tears. And I hear him say, I'm about to pull up. He pulling up. He pulling up on the chosen one, baby. And just like how it is in the natural, when that mama pull up, when you now pull up in that thing, when mama bell pull up, when daddy bell pull up, everybody say, ooh. Come on now. Everybody say, ooh. Who mama that is? Who mama that is? Ooh, that's her mama. Her mama up here. Ooh, who daddy that is? That's such and such daddy. Ooh. And when you get out that car, baby, when that parent get out that car, you get out that car with a serious look on your face. You ain't smiling. You ain't coming to key. You ain't coming to laugh. You coming by business because somebody done hurt your baby. Come on now. Somebody done hurt your child. Don't let somebody be the mess around and bitch your child. They done built them at the daycare. I remember I got a phone call one day from the school and said that somebody had hit Taylor. This was back when they were going to school. Somebody had hit Taylor and she had a nosebleed. And when they hit her, she had nosebleeds real easily. And when they hit her, her nose just went to bleed. And when the teacher called me, baby, listen, when I tell y'all, I jumped right into mama mode. I jumped right into mama bell mode. I was grabbing my shoes. I was grabbing my keys. I had to get me an eagle friend to come pray with me, baby, and calm me down because they was about to get another side. They were about to get another side of me, baby, because I was finna pull up to that schoolhouse in mama mode, baby, in parent mode. Who did it? Who did it? Where my baby at? Come on now. I hear the Lord say, that's how I'm pulling up for y'all, baby. I'm pulling up just like a parent up there at that schoolhouse saying, who did it? Where my child at? Because God don't play by his chosen one. God don't play by the chosen one. Come on now. I hear the Lord say, I am a good parent. I am the good father, baby. I am your heavenly father. And he said, I don't play by you. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, God don't play by me. God don't play by you. God say, I will see to it. I will see to it that you get justice. And listen to the sixth verse. This is the verse I've been trying to get to. We finna go. Luke 18:6. It says, and the Lord said, listen. Now, this is Jesus telling this story. This is Jesus telling this parable. A parable is a earthly story, but it carries a heavenly meaning. That's what a parable is. A parable is a relatable story that when somebody tell you this story, you can relate to it. You can understand. But there is a spiritual meaning behind this story. There is a heavenly meaning behind this story. And I want y'all to get the heavenly meaning behind this story. This is Jesus talking to his disciples, and he's telling them this story to show them. Remember, we said God trying to tell you something. God trying to show you something. So he's telling them this story to show them that they should always pray and never give up. Come on now. The sixth verse says, and the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice? And I'm reading the, I think this is the NIV version. I got to make sure. I'll make sure in just a minute. Y'all hold on. Luke 18:6. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? Y'all better listen to this. I tell you, listen to Jesus, baby. He said, I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. Woo! Somebody put that word in the comments, baby. Say quickly. You listen, you think your stuff gonna take 20 years to come? You think your stuff gonna take 40 years to come, 10 years to come? God said, I don't take a long time to do what I need to do. He said, you take a long time to get in position. You take a long time to give it to me. You take it a long time to start believing and having faith. But he said, once you get in alignment, baby, God said, you're going to see it don't take me a long time to do what I told you I was going to do. This is Jesus talking. Jesus said, he going to see to it that you get your stuff, baby, and not just get it. Y'all know how you do the order and they have the shipping thing up there. I hear the Lord say, he gonna expedite it. He gonna get that thing to you expeditiously. He gonna expedite it, baby. I hear the Lord say that thing gonna come so quick, you ain't even gonna believe it. Y'all know how they do on the movies. You gonna have to do your eyes like this. Say, wait a minute. Did I just see what I just saw? Wait a minute. It gonna come just that quick. Do you understand me? That thing, listen, these folk better watch. When you serve God, they better watch what they say about you. Ooh, they better watch who they put their mouth on. Be careful who you talk about, baby, because you don't know who that is. Come on now. You don't know God chosen, because if you thinking you gonna know who they is by how they look on the outside, you got another thing coming, because God ain't studying about what it look like on the outside. Janiyah, thank you so much, baby. God went straight to the heart, and see, you can't see what's in the heart with the natural eye. So it's some people that mistreating you. It's some people that's looking over you, because you ain't nothing to look at with the natural eye. Come on now. You can dress up and make it look good when you want to, but I'm talking about your everyday look. I'm talking about when you just stepping out every day and you just doing something on a daily basis. They looking past you because you got a baseball cap on. Come on now. They looking past you because you got some workout clothes on. They ain't nobody. They looking past you because you just got your active wear set on. They looking past you because you just got an old thrift shirt, t-shirt on. Oh, that ain't nobody. See, they don't know what's in the heart. What the heart do? God done selected you because of what's in your heart. And I hear God saying, listen to the seventh verse. Will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? Will God keep putting you off? No, 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 baby. He ain't putting you off. He ain't never put you off. You know what's happening? You put yourself off. That's what God revealed to me. He said, you got to make sure that when you speak it, when you pray, when you ask, that you do not doubt in your heart, not even a little bit. Do you understand me? Because you serving a God, you talking to a God that can hear your thoughts. He knows the secret things that are in your head, baby. He knows the secret things that are in your heart. This is why if your faith ain't there, you got to come back to the knowledge. See, you got to come back to the knowledge and you got to fill your mind with the knowledge of God every day. You got to get under some word and you got to hear the word over and over and over again, because this is how your faith is built, baby. Your faith is built by hearing the word of God. So if you're saying it with your mouth, but you doubting in your heart, and when I say heart, I mean your unconscious mind, your subconscious mind, see. This is when you get the knowledge, you start learning that there's another part of me. There's another side of me that I didn't even know about. That's why you are the way you are. That's why you think the way you think. That's why your money is what it is. That's why you get to a certain point in your life and you can't get past that point. Y'all ever thought like that? Like, why is it certain things that I can't break out of? Why is it that I know what I need to do, but I can't do it? See, when I got the knowledge, I understood this. And I told God I would spend the rest of my life teaching it to anybody that want to hear it. Now, I ain't giving it to nobody who don't want to hear it. Because God told me, don't you cast your pearls to swine. He said, if they don't want it, you going on about your business and you give it to somebody who do want it. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm giving my pearls to who they belong to. Come on now. You got to stop trying to teach folks stuff and give folks stuff that don't want it. I don't care how much you love them. I don't care how much you want them to change. You got to pray about it and you got to go on about your father's business. Y'all understand me? Glory be to God. You got to go on about your father's business. Don't keep on. Jesus said, do not give what is holy to the dogs. Oh, you got to give it to somebody that want it. You got to give it to somebody that values it. You got to give it to somebody that respects your anointing, that respects the gift that God placed inside of you. And they don't just see you as the same little girl that they knew 25 years ago, same little boy that they knew on the corner, that they knew on the streets 25 years ago. They got to recognize that this is a grown man standing before you. Come on now. They got to recognize that this is a grown man of God. This is a kingdom man standing in front of you. This is a kingdom woman standing in front of you. They got to see the new you. See, and if they don't see that, you can't make them see it. Do y'all hear me? Y'all better hear me. You better understand me when I tell you that. If they don't see it, you better not try to make them see it. Because every minute you try to make them see it, God said, you wasting your time. Every minute you try to keep talking, you try to keep convincing. He said, you wasting your time. You giving what is holy to the dogs. God put gifts inside of y'all. And you better hear me when I tell you that your gifts are not for the people that's familiar with you. They ain't for the people that's familiar with you. They ain't for the people. A lot of times your gifts and your talents are hardly ever accepted by the people that know you the most. You waiting on them to clap for you, you'll never get it. You waiting on them to tell you, I'm so proud of you, you'll never get it. God said, listen, go on about your business because you ain't never going to get it. You keep sitting there waiting for them to say, I always knew you were going to do it. I always knew you were going to be something special. I always knew you were going to make something out of yourself. You ain't never going to get it. Come on now. And you got to know and you got to understand that your gift that God put inside of you is going to bless people that don't even know you. Do you understand me? It's going to bless people that didn't even know nothing about you, baby. And these folks will come and tell you that you have blessed my life. You have changed my life. And they ain't not know you. And the ones that knew you, they didn't understand that what God put in you was meant to be a blessing to them too. But because of familiarity, because they slept in the bed with you, because they bathed with you, because they rode the school bus with you, because they sat next to you in sixth grade class and eighth grade class. Come on now. Because they was in your graduating class, because they got the same blood in their veins as you, because they grew up on the same street corner as you did. They'll never see what God put inside of you because they can't get past the familiarity. They can't get past who they knew you were, who they knew you as 10 years ago, who they knew you as 20 years ago, who they knew you as when you was in your last marriage, what they seen you go through, what they seen you deal with. They just can't make it make sense. They just can't make it add up. That how can God be using you like this? Come on now. How can God be elevating you like this? How can God be anointing you like this? It's because of their heart. Coach Monica Stokes, thank you so much, baby. It's because of their heart. What their heart do? What their heart do? God will not keep putting you off. God say, when you get in alignment with my word, when you get in alignment with my will for your life, when you keep getting the knowledge, find somebody that's giving it away. Find somebody that's teaching it. Find somebody, and you look, here you go. Right here. Right here. Come on now. And you ain't got to pay for this. It's free. You can come on here. You come on YouTube. You come on Instagram. You come on Facebook. You come on TikTok. Look at God. God's so good. God done set it up for wherever you at. You can fall in. You slide in that thing like Eddie Kane Jr. Wherever you at, baby. Come on now. And start taking action on what I'm teaching you. Start taking action on what you're learning on these lives, and you're going to see your life start changing, baby. I promise you. You're going to see your money start changing. You're going to see your marriage start changing. It ain't going to happen all at one time. But little bit. And when God blesses you to the point to where you can sow the seed and get in the room, get in the room. Get in the room. Because that's going to seal the deal, baby. Do you understand me? These videos are meant to build you up. They are meant to encourage you. They are meant to cultivate you. They are meant to strengthen what God has placed inside of you, baby, to get you to the point where you really want to be. These videos are stepping stools. They stepping stones. Each one you listen to, each one you tune in to, each one you watch, you get stronger and stronger. You get stronger and stronger. Come on now. You get wiser and wiser. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, somebody say, however. However, come on, Crystal Warner, you better say that, baby. She said, get in the room. Get in the room, baby. It's powerful. Crystal Warner was in that thing, baby, in Houston, Texas. Come on now. And I met them beautiful babies. You got some beautiful babies. Let me tell y'all, we're going to do something for the kingdom babies, for our baby eaglets, baby. We're going to do something. When I tell y'all, God put that thing in my spirit, we're going to have an event for all of my divine ones that you've been watching the videos. You've been a divine one for some time and you got kids. We're going to have an event. We're going to be launching it soon with the information for y'all where you're going to be able to come, get your transformation, and your baby's going to be able to come and get their transformation, baby. Because when I tell you, Jesus says, suffer the little children to come unto me. Come on now. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Crystal, when your babies came in there and they ran and hugged me, and I seen them young men, I'm talking about handsome young men, beautiful baby girl, and they came in and I laid hands on them and prayed for them and spoke over their future, and God showed me the mighty things that they was going to do in his kingdom. And the way them babies looked up at me, God spoke to me. He said, you got to have something for the children. He said, because the enemy is working on the generation. The enemy is working on the next generation. He said, you got to get to work too. Come on now. He said, you got to get to work too. I said, I hear you, Lord. And we got that thing in motion, baby. We done went in the lab. And we're going to be launching something for y'all real soon, baby. So you can bring the babies this time. You can bring the kids. And they can get their transformation too. And you can get in the room, baby. Glory be to God. Luke 18 and the 8th verse. I tell you, listen to what he will see that they get justice. God will see that you get justice and quickly. However, like he said, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Come on now. Yes, Coach Tyson, we do. So we are going to need volunteers for that event. Because listen, y'all, we got some babies in the kingdom. Do you understand me? So we're going to need some volunteers. So y'all make sure y'all email us, send an email to support@iamlatoyaokia.com, because we're going to need some volunteers for that event for the kids. And we need some volunteers for our other seminars this year. So far in June in Tallahassee, we're going to be in Chicago in September. We need some volunteers. So you want to serve for the kingdom of God, baby? Send us an email to support@iamlatoyaokia.com and let us know what you're good at. What are your gifts? What are your talents? What is it that the Lord has blessed you to be able to do? Send us an email, baby. And we're going to need some volunteers most definitely for the event that we're going to have for the kids, for the babies. Glory be to God. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Now, this Jesus talking. This Jesus telling his story. Come on now. So God is saying, I'm going to avenge you. I'm going to bring justice to you. However, when I come, when I show up, will I find faith in you? Will you still be serving me? Will you still be in position? Will you still be working that thing slow and steady? Will you still be showing up? Will you still have love in your heart? Will you still be operating from a pure heart, from a pure spirit? Will you still be fighting a good fight of faith? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? What will God find in you when he comes? What will he find in you? That's why you got to believe, baby. You got to hold on to your faith. You can't say it with your mouth that you believe, but then you doubt in your heart. You got to believe. You got to believe in the subconscious mind, baby, in the deepest part of you. Like I was telling y'all, when you get the knowledge, you find out why I have been the way I am. Why is it that I know what I need to do? I know what habits I need to stop, but I can't do it. You can't do it because of what's in your subconscious mind. Because there's a part of you that you are not, that you don't know, that you don't have knowledge of unless you go get the knowledge. Remember I said, you're not going to accidentally be happy. You're not going to accidentally be successful. You're not going to accidentally be healed and be wealthy. You're going to have to fight for that. You're going to have to go seek that out. You're going to have to go find the knowledge and get it and put it on repeat. The kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violent got to take it by force. You got to take your life back. You got to declare that I'm taking my power back. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, I'm taking my power back. And you're going to take it back by faith. You're going to take it back by prayer. You're going to take it back by your consistency. You're going to take it back by your persistence. That's how you take it back, by saying, I will never give up. I will hold to my faith. That's how you get it back. Come on now. Take it back. Take your power back. Glory be to God. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? God is avenging his chosen ones. God is bringing justice to his people. And it ain't going to take him long to do it. You're going to look up, and God going to be done already took care of that situation. You're going to look up, and God going to be done already handled your enemies. You're going to look up, and God going to be done already handled your haters. And I hear you saying, ooh, come on now. Come on now. Just like we said, when that mama pull up, baby, when that daddy pull up, and they bought business about their child, everybody on the playground start running. They start saying, ooh, ooh. They go to running then. Don't nobody know nothing then. Come on now. Ain't nobody seen nothing. I don't even know. I don't even know, Victoria. I don't even know what happened. I don't know. I don't know who healed her. I don't know what happened. You don't know now. Yeah, because the parent done showed up. Everybody was talking. Everybody had something to say, baby, until your daddy pull up. Your daddy pull up. They quiet now. Ain't nobody got nothing to say. Come on now. I hear the Lord say that I will shut the mouths of your enemies. That's why he telling you today, let them talk. He said they want to talk, let them talk. They want to laugh, let them laugh. But he said at the appointed time, at the appointed time, the vision shall speak. That's why God said, hush your mouth. Shut up. Hush your mouth. Come on now. God said, hush your mouth. Because at the appointed time, the vision shall speak for you. Can y'all still hear me, baby, over here on YouTube? Can y'all hear me? Make sure my mic didn't go out. Just put yes in the comments. You can still hear me. Yes, baby. They be quiet as a church mouse. They be quiet as a church mouse, baby. You don't hear nothing from them. They be just the quiet. Okay, mic still good. Okay. They be just the quiet. You ain't, they ain't said nothing. Like my grandma not say, they ain't part they lips. Come on down. They ain't part they lips. They ain't said nothing. You could hear a pin drop. That's what we say. Come on now. That's what we say, baby. It be so quiet, you can hear a pin drop. You drop a pin, you can hear it fall on the floor. That's just how quiet they be. They ain't part they lips. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody talking now. Mm-mm. They ain't talking now because they watching you eat. Ooh, they ain't talking now because God done prepared the table for you. Come on now. In the presence of your enemies, baby. And I hear him say, all you got to do is sit down and eat. He has laid the table out for you. I see all these folks in the audience and they watching you be blessed. Come on now. They watching God show up and show out for you. They watching your daddy pull up, baby, standing on kingdom business about his chosen one. They watching God bring justice to your family, bring justice to your home, bring justice to your bank account. Come on now. They watching him bring justice for his chosen one. God gonna see to it that you get treated the way you deserve to be treated. Do you understand me? But you got to do your part too. You got to stop entertaining clowns. You got to stop entertaining folks that don't deserve you. Women of God, come on now. Men of God too. God gonna see to it that you get the woman that he has for you. Women of God, God gonna see to it that you get the man that he has for you. But you got to stand on kingdom business. You got to hold that thing down. And you got to be willing to dismiss any foolishness when it come in your path. You want God to be serious about you? You got to be serious about you. That's a word for somebody. My single folks, come on now. Come on now. This is what God spoke to me. He said, you want me to be serious about you? You got to be serious about you. Some of these folks ain't supposed to get past hello with you. What is you doing? What is you doing? Why is you still entertaining that? Why is you still talking to that? Why is you still connecting with that? They weren't even supposed to get past hello. And you done spent a little bit too much time. Come on now. You got to say no in order to get your yes from God. That's part of having faith too. Having faith, what it said, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Having faith means also telling people, no, thank you. Cause look, you got to have some faith to be able to turn some stuff down. Faith is believing in what you cannot see. So it takes some faith. You know, you got to be moving with some faith to turn a person down, to turn something down. Cause that means, you know, even though you can't see it yet, you know, God got something better for you. Come on now. You know, God's sending something better your way. So faith also says no. And politely, you ain't got to be mean, you ain't got to be rude, but you say, no, thank you. I am flattered. I really am. I am flattered, but no, thank you. No, thank you. You ain't got to be mean, you ain't got to be rude, you ain't got, no, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, but no, thank you. Put that in the comments, baby. Say, no, thank you. I love y'all so much, baby. God is bringing justice. He's bringing justice to his chosen ones. All you got to do is hold on and get ready. Get ready. Get in position. Get ready for what God has for you. Don't wait to the last minute. Don't wait to the last minute because you didn't think. See, faith also prepares. I want y'all to write that down. Faith prepares. You can't say you have faith and you don't, there is no preparation. You're waiting. What you waiting? You waiting until it show up to start acting like you have it. You waiting until it show up to start getting the habits to maintain it. That have to come long before you get it. Come on now. Faith prepares. You believe God gonna bring a meal for you and your children to eat. Faith get up and start setting the table. Even when it ain't no food in the refrigerator, Faith get up and start putting the trays and the plates on the table, lay the spoons and the forks and the napkin down. Faith will get up and start preparing. You believe God gonna heal your body? Come on now, you believe God gonna heal you of that ailment, that disease that you've been dealing with, that you've been struggling with? Faith don't wait until they get the doctor's report. Faith go ahead and start moving like they know that they got that healing right now, which means that your habits are habits of a healthy person. So you start changing your eating little by little. You start cutting out a lot of them sugary drinks and stuff little by little. You start taking steps to live a healthier life. You start walking a little bit more. You start being more active. You start prioritizing your health and wellness. What we say? Come on now, faith prepares. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Or will you be sitting there saying, God gonna heal me? God gonna heal me? Yeah, he gonna heal you. But what you gotta play a part in your healing. You can't keep sitting there doing the same thing, you with them same habits, eating the same thing, doing the same stuff every day that made you sick. Come on now. Glory to God. So faith prepares. Faith can turn some stuff down. Faith says no, and faith prepares. Will he find faith on the earth? Will he find faith in you? I love y'all so much, baby. Y'all go to IamLatoyaOkeel.com if you want to join us for our seminar, our next seminar. And God told me, he spoke to me, he said, do more. Do more. Y'all about to see events popping up everywhere. I told him that in Texas. You about to see events popping up everywhere. Because God told me I got to work while it's day. He said, forget them folks. Go on and work while it's day. You might not have all the answers. It might not be like this and like that. It ain't meant to be like this and like that. It ain't meant to be like the other folks. You got to be who God made you to be. And you got to do it the way he told you to do it. And he told me to go. And he said, I will send the help. I will send the support. I will send everything you need. And God doing just what he said he would do. And I came to tell you, baby, that you are his chosen one. You are his anointed vessel. When you serve God, when you have given your life to Christ, when you have turned from your old ways, baby, and you have become a new creation in Christ, God will see to it that you get justice. He will see to it. He gonna pull up. And he pulling up about business. He pulling up standing on kingdom business. Your daddy don't play. Do you understand me? You ain't seen nothing yet, baby. God gonna see to it that you get what is rightfully due to you. I love y'all. I love you. I love you. I love you. Get out of here, baby. Find the bike though. Find the bike though, baby. If you can get on up, look. We had problems. We had trouble finding the bike though in Houston, baby, because we was in that thing for hours. Do you understand me? We was in that thing networking and connecting and one-on-one-ing, baby, and taking pictures and signing. And we listen. That thing was amazing. That thing, it was better than I could have ever imagined. Glory to God. The best vision that I had in my head, God took that and he 10x'd it. He 20x'd it. He 100x'd it. And he told me, he said, everyone gonna get better and better. Everyone gonna get better and better. He said, each event, you gonna go higher and higher. He said, anybody that step in that thing, anybody that walk past the room, baby, he said, you gonna be healed. I love y'all so much. Go to IamLatoyaOkeel.com and get your ticket. If you gonna meet us this summer in Florida, get your ticket, baby, for the Divine One seminar. I love y'all, and y'all be blessed.